This is Phoenix FM.
What's that? 2022 and you want a brand new jingle to start the show that goes like this? Go on then.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, there you go then. Craziness, brand new jingles here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. It's Tuesday, it's the 1st of February. I hope you're doing well. Yes, I think by now we can all accept 2021 is over. You stop writing that when you put the date on anything, don't you? It is definitely 2022. Oh yes, I've got used to it. I've accepted it. It doesn't feel like we're sort of hankering after Christmas or the holidays anymore. It doesn't feel like, oh, it's just been New Year. It feels like we're into the New Year now. Valentine's Day is just 2 weeks away. The sheer craziness of that, slightly less than 2 weeks away, isn't it? So we start thinking about Valentine's Day, then you start thinking about Easter. Then it won't be long till it'll be the summer. Craziness. 1st of February. Hope you're doing well. Hope your evening has been fabulous so far. If you've just got in after work, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. If you've not been working today and have tuned in anyway, thanks for tuning in. However, you've ended up here with the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. I'm very glad that you have. So many ways that you can be here. Tell your friends, spread the word. 98.0 FM if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you want to see the goings on in the studio, mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM for our video feed. Great to have you along, first of the month. So what else is going on the show that goes like this today? There will be celebrity birthdays, there will be crazy stories in the weird world of news. There will be shocking information on the Biscuit World Cup, which is well underway now. There'll be fantastic music to keep you entertained as well. So much more. Loads to squeeze in the next couple of hours, so don't go anywhere. But, in case you didn't know, the 1st of February, all over the world, is National Get Up Day. If you're planning on staying in bed all day, 1st of February is not the day to do that. And here's something to get you going in case you didn't feel like getting going. Oh yes. Bit of the Boo Radleys this evening. Wake up, Boo, but you weren't that sleepy by now, were you? Unless you work nights. Sorry about that.
Never.
Phoenix FM.
There we go, Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo to get us going tonight on the show that goes like this. Hope you're doing well. As I said earlier, great to have your company this evening, and keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com, because we've still got celebrity birthdays, we've got the weird world of news, we've got the Biscuit World Cup. I'll tell you what, there's already been a shock in the first knockout round of the Biscuit World Cup. To my very core, I was surprised. Looking on the weird world of news, I won't divulge too much information, but we'll be looking at the future of gadgets. We'll be looking at a bizarre sighting on the M11. We'll be looking at what it feels like to be bullied and forced to change your name. And we'll be looking at a man with a very, very strange diet by choice. So, yes, there we go. Loads to look forward to there. The Biscuit World Cup news coming up probably around about 7 o'clock or afterwards, a little bit later on tonight, but well worth sticking around for that. I said you can get us on Mixcloud and see the webcam feed into the studio. As ever, Paul Milton has done that again, and he has a Mixcloud account, so he's been able to join in the chat box at the side of our video feed, and he said hello tonight. I've said hello back, and now I've given him a shout-out on the airwaves as well. Great to have your company this evening, Paul. Glad to know you're doing well. That's the glory of the show that goes like this. You send me a message in any way whatsoever, I will give you a shout out on the airwaves. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. If you want a sneak preview of all the goings on in the World Cup of Biscuits, get onto my Twitter feed at Ben Sim Radio, and you can see the new games that are taking place tonight and the results of the previous games that finished a couple of hours ago. And yes, that shock result, I will be announcing in probably about an hour's time live on the air. But you can get a sneak preview of it if you get yourself onto Twitter. And you can cast your vote in the already open votes for the next tranche of matches. Are available there as well, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. So much is going on. And the word game craze that everybody is loving has been sold for a seven-figure sum today. Did you see about that in the news? Yes, I'm talking about Wordle. If you've never heard of Wordle, you'll think, what on earth is he talking about? But if you've been on social media and seen those strange coloured tiles appearing and people claiming they've done it in 3 out of 6, 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6, etc., and you think, what the heck is that about? It's Wordle. I heartily recommend it. If you like words and language or anything like that, it's quite a fun game to play. And knowing that everybody's playing the same game all over the world for the same 24-hour period is quite interesting. There are apps you can get that will allow you to practice where you can keep playing over and over again. Proper Wordle, which is only available currently online until the New York Times, having just bought it for a seven-figure sum, does something more amazing with it. But, yeah, you have to go to powerlanguage.co.uk/Wordle, W-R-D-W-O-R-D-L-E, Wordle. So, yeah, for the official version. And, yes, for a 24-hour period, just one game, and everybody's playing the same game. Don't give it away if you get it. I had my flukiest result ever on today's Wordle, I think it's fair to say. I got it on the second guess. Never done that before. Still waiting for a first guess. That'd be incredible. I guess it's happened to a few people. That must be a fabulous feeling. I tell you, 2 out of 6 felt pretty good. And there's a sentence I've never said before on the show that goes like this. Time for more music. Time for music related to National Get Up Day, which occurs on the 1st of February every year. Don't stay in bed. It's beautiful out there. You too know all about that.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road. But you got no destination. This time, even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. U2's beautiful day there because it is National Get Up Day on the 1st of February. All over the world, don't stay in bed. Oh no, it's not a duvet day. Not today. Not on Get Up Day. So do something constructive. Get the blood pumping. Go for do some exercise. I went for a run this morning. It left me feeling quite good. I was, maybe people would be expecting me to say a bit tired. But no, not a long one. You know, I'm not talking about a 5 mile hike or anything like that. Just a cheeky 3K, about 20 minutes, just under it takes me. And I kind of feel quite good, kind of set up for the day if I do it early enough. Sometimes I do it in the middle of the day and then it doesn't really set me up for the day because half the day's gone. But anyway, enough about my running habits. If you want to share with me your exercise regime, I'd be happy to read it out in the airwaves. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Facebook at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or if you just want to sit there and listen and kind of enjoy the general atmosphere and themes and ridiculousness of this programme up until 8 o'clock tonight, then please feel free to do just that. It's fabulous to have your company. Loads of great music coming out throughout the show. Who else can we whet your appetite with for later on? A bit of the Rolling Stones coming out, Wham, Queen, Ariana Grande, Lightning Seeds, Bruno Mars, Lighthouse Family to look forward to, Jonas Blue, Rihanna. Oh yes, all that still to come on the show tonight. 98.0 phoenixfm.com or via smart speaker. Don't go anywhere. And tell all your friends as well. Please do spread the word about the show. And my live blog page, phoenixfm.com. You can search for it there, go to the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, and you will see all previous episodes of this programme available for you to listen to at your leisure in case you've missed anything in the past. Fabulous! So yes, it's National Get Up Day. I think we're going to do an early celebrity birthdays straight after the next track, because, you know, I just feel crazy like that tonight. The mood's taken me. I can't stop the feeling. JT knows exactly what that's like. National Get Up Day.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes nowhere to hide, when I'm getting you close, when we move. You when you dance, 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 feel good creeping up on you, so just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, 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 and ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop that. Lights when everything goes nowhere to hide, when I'm getting you close, when we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel the good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance. So keep dancing. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So keep dancing. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I can't stop the. I can't stop the. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And as promised, it's now time for a very early, in terms of the show that goes like this, regular features, celebrity birthdays. Well, it's Tuesday, it's the 1st of February. Who's celebrating today? Difficult, really, to find a lot of people celebrating who really fulfil the title celebrity. Anyway, some do. Harry Styles, of One Direction and now films fame, if you've seen Eternals, is 28 today. Seems like he's been around forever. I can't believe he's only 28. Former MMA star, now WWE star and presenter Ronda Rousey is 35 today. Lisa Marie Presley is 54 today. Michael C. Hall, you may be saying who? If you know the series, you'll know him very well. Of Dexter fame, Michael C. Hall is 51 today. And now working intensely behind the scenes at Manchester United, former midfielder and European Cup winner Darren Fletcher is 38 today. Other celebrities, in quotes celebrities, have birthdays today, but I decided it wasn't worth reading out their names. Those are your celebrity birthdays. I saw a meme on social media a few days ago because I think they just released the list of people taking part in Celebrity Hunted on Channel 4, where people are given a certain amount of time to go and hide and then hunted down by people with various attempts to find them. And I think there were many people complaining about who exactly these people were that were supposedly celebrities going to feature on Celebrity Hunted. Have a look yourself, see if you know any of them. I think there was one I recognised. And when I say recognised, I use the term recognised quite loosely. So, yes, there we go. That's the problem, isn't it, with reality TV and then celebrity reality TV. It's what do you define as a celebrity? Who do you define as a celebrity? How does someone become a celebrity? There's a website I regularly refer to to look up celebrity birthdays. I think about 5% of all the people listed on there do I consider to be celebrities. There's TikTok star, YouTube star, Instagram star. Yeah, maybe I'm just not keeping up with the times. So all those cool kids out there, they're like, yeah, of course, him off of Insta, you know. Mickey Mooney Marvelous 3800, you know him, don't you? I've made that up. That isn't a real person. Or maybe it is. Maybe I'm so with the times. I think I'm inventing things. I'm just saying someone's handle on Insta. Anyway, right. It is still National Get Up Day. We've still got a couple of tracks relevant to that theme before we change themes. So what's coming next? Well, what's a great feeling when you get up in the morning, when the sun's streaming through the windows and you know outside, when you get there, it's going to be a lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
He loves holding a note, Bill Withers, doesn't he? Oh yes, what a lovely day for Bill and all of us on this fabulous Tuesday, the 1st of February, here on the airwaves. The show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company. Hope you're doing very, very well this evening. Have you just got in from work? Are you just going out to work? Is work irrelevant to you today? Are you just glad you're not working today? Why am I talking about work so much? I have no idea. Anyway, it's a lovely day for all of us on National Get Up Day today. Celebrity birthdays have happened. If you missed them and think, oh, I like that bit. Why was that so early? Where were you? Should have been here from the start. Don't panic if you miss anything. PhoenixFM.com, search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you can get to my blog page with all previous episodes. From tomorrow morning, this will be available. Oh yes, so you haven't really missed it, you just have to wait a little while to catch up. On the first half hour, or maybe you always join us this point in the evening and miss the first half hour. But, you know, that's up to you. It's totally your decision, and that's fabulous of you that you join us in any way whatsoever. So, yeah, do you know, I was walking along today, I thought it's not quite as chilly as it has been. We had that weird start to the year, end of December, beginning of January, where it was unnaturally warm, and you're constantly thinking about global warming and the effect it's really having. Then it got pretty darn chilly, didn't it? Down to a couple of nights with minus numbers, and dealing with daytime temperatures of 3 and 4 degrees, and it feels cold. And people that have that on their weather app, you know, 3 degrees, feels like one. Well, just say what it is, not what it feels like. Different people have different ways of feeling things. But anyway, yes, it's not been too chilly today. I think it's been about 8-9 degrees. I don't want to turn this into a full-blown weather report, but it's not too bad right now. Last week, when I was coming from my car into the studio, I thought, ooh, bit bitter out. Didn't think that tonight. Oh, no, I was happy about it. Now, I did start in 2022 a new feature on the show that goes like this, The Weird World of News. It has been called other things such as The Wacky News or whatever, but I've settled on The Weird World of News now. That is it, WWON. If you want an acronym for it, you don't have to have one. But anyway, there is one if you want one. So I'm going to share with you some of the wackier news stories that I have found from around the world and the UK. and see, you know, just if we want to enjoy a little bit more ridiculousness together. We always enjoy ridiculousness. Well, the first thing isn't particularly ridiculous. It's just, for some, frightening, for some, exciting. For those of us that embrace it, great. For those of us terrified of it, oh, cripes, you might be thinking when you hear this news. But scientists believe that by the year 2030, so that's just 8 years' time, by the year 2030, we will be able to control most of our gadgets with our mind. That's not a kind of sci-fi thing of, oh, that's maybe 50, 100 years in the future. That's in just 8 years' time. They believe gadgets and the internet and everything will become so adaptable that we will be able to, just with brain waves, operate many devices. And smart devices that currently we use to turn TVs on and off and play music for us and notify us of things, those devices could be used for health in the future. They could monitor our breathing and work out whether we're likely to get a cold, order medicine in time, get in touch with the doctors and make appointments and stuff like that, all in advance of us actually getting ill. Now, that sounds fabulous, but it does seem a bit weird to think, I'm going to switch my TV on, and it just switches on because you've thought it. You haven't said anything out loud. Forget voice control. This is genuine mind control, in a positive way, I guess. So gadgets will be able to interact with our brain waves, so we can just think the words, switch on light, switch on TV, you know. We can just think the words, play Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Wow. Well, our systems here at Phoenix are very advanced. Over to Mick and the lads.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
A classic there, The Stones, Start Me Up. It's a weird thought, isn't it? All our gadgets and devices being operated just by our minds. But getting ever closer to reality. I guess something else that's getting ever closer to reality, which feels strange to everybody right now, is the idea of driverless cars. Although, I had a hire vehicle for a job I was doing a couple of weeks ago, and all it had in it was some kind of sensor, and I don't really understand how it worked. But if you were too far over one side of a lane on a motorway, or even on a single carriageway road, I think, it would kind of bleep at you, like a warning. I guess if people were to drop off at the wheel and start veering out of a lane, then you get this little alarm, which brings you back to attention. But yeah, and it happened a couple of times, but obviously not very often because my driving is exemplary. Yeah, it was weird, this little sort of thing going, don't drive that far over to the left or to the right, stay in the middle of the lane. Didn't say those exact words, obviously. But yeah, that's, I guess, driverless cars will use similar technology, but then actually have computer systems that take over the steering of the vehicle and the accelerating and the braking of the vehicle, as well as understanding what lane it's in, what lane it ought to be in. It's just weird, isn't it? It's like, can you imagine? It's like getting in a taxi. Get in a taxi and it doesn't have a driver. Wouldn't like it. And I know even I've never liked cruise control on cars where you just leave it going at a certain speed and then as soon as you touch the brake, it disengages cruise control. But even so, it just feels strange. I guess it's something for future generations to embrace, and our generations will probably never fully appreciate the glory of driverless cars. Will happen in the next sort of 10 years or so, and we'll all be a bit freaked out by it. Driverless electric cars, it's the way it's going, isn't it? Oh yes. Anyway, enough rambling, let's have a new theme. We've dealt with the fact it's National Get Up Day and played lots of music tracks appropriate to that. Oh, I should mention that we've had a message come in from some friends of the show as well. Who was it? Ron Wilmot got in touch. Haven't heard from Ron for a little while. And when I read out acts that will be appearing later with their musical tracks, he was pleased to know the Lighthouse family will be featured. And Ron has said, blinking good. Thanks, Ron. Lovely work. And talking about mind control of gadgets, Gary Collins has been in touch and said a lot of people can't even control themselves with their minds. That is a good point, Gary, but thanks for the messages. Lovely to know people are out there and tuned in as well. So, what's the next theme after National Get Up Day? Well, Tuesday the 1st of February is also National Freedom Day. Many tracks you can guess that are appropriate to the subject of freedom. Maybe this first one if you're thinking ever so slightly outside the box. And then another one to come, which is very outside the box, that you probably won't be thinking of, but I'm looking forward to playing it. Anyway, it's National Freedom Day. To that end, here's Ultranate.
Come on and try.
Trinate and Free.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you're wondering whether you should do what you think you should do, or what everyone else thinks you should do, or what you want to do, Ultranate answering it for you there. Do what you want to do, she says a number of times. There you go, you're free. So, fabulous. Particularly on the 1st of February, because it's National Freedom Day. So enjoy your freedom. Except all those incarcerated listeners currently tuned in to the show that goes like this. Apologies. Hopefully you won't be incarcerated very soon. Okay, moving on as swiftly as possible. It's 7:15 on the 1st of February. Hey, you've had a good day so far today. I've had a pretty lovely one. It's all been good. And, yeah, looking forward to bringing you the rest of the show that goes like this tonight. With more Weird World of News items coming up. And, news of a shock, certainly, and some expected results in the first round of knockout games in the Biscuit World Cup, and the second set of knockout games have gone live. If you want an early sneak peek, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter to have a look at what's going on. Exactly, right there. I'll give you the info in the second hour of the show. So coming up after 7 o'clock, Biscuit World Cup information. I'm going to play another track, then I'm going to share with you a couple more Weird World of News stories. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker. This is the show that goes like this. And coming up now, still celebrating National Freedom Day, it's shockingly over to David Brent for Free Love Freeway. You gotta love this track.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah. She's broken down on Freeway 9. I take a look and get her engine started. Leave her purring and I roll on by. Bye bye. Free love on the Free Love Freeway. Love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the Hot Love Highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. While later, see a senorita. She's caught a flight trying to make it home. She says, por favor, can you pump me up? I said, muchos gracias and adios, bye bye.
Free love on the Free Love Freeway. The love is free and the freeway is long.
I got some
hot love on the Hot Love Highway. Going home, cause my baby's gone. I see a cowboy crying. Hey buddy, what can I do? He said, I led a good life, I had about 1,000 women. I said, then why the tears? He said, cause none of them was you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That may be a far rockier track than you're initially expecting. Free Love Freeway from David Brent. /Ricky Gervais as the character. What an excellent song. I always enjoy listening to that, and very appropriate on National Freedom Day. Yes, it's the 1st of February. You're here with me, Ben Simmons, on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. We've already dealt with National Get Up Day musically. We've now moved on to National Freedom Day, hence Ultranate, and now Free Love Freeway from David Brent. What's coming next? Can you guess? On the subject of freedom. That's half the fun of the show that goes like this, isn't it? Guessing the next tracks. Oh, yes. Well, I wanted to share with you some more stories from the weird world of news throughout this show. We've already heard about the fact that smart devices could be linked to our brainwaves in the future, and we just have to think about activating them for them to do things. Very bizarre thought. Now then, on to something entirely different. I mentioned earlier on in the show about a strange sighting on the M11 motorway. I'm going to read this article to you. Police were called out to what looked like a dead body rolled up on a carpet on the motorway. The person who called police was naturally concerned when they saw a pair of feet in black trainers and socks dangling over the front headrest of another car while driving on the M11 last Saturday. But when officers responded, they found they actually belonged to a model of Prince Charming on his way to a themed birthday party. Police tracked the car and brought it to a stop in Ely, Cambridgeshire, but they soon realised it was a false alarm and that the trainers belonged to a mannequin. So, a mannequin was being taken to a themed birthday party dressed like Prince Charming, complete with a crown. And because the trainers were hanging over the headrest of the car, the rest of the body was rolled up in some kind of carpet. Another driver brought it to the police's attention, and the car got stopped. I guess the police would have been slightly annoyed. Apparently the driver was warned about the best way to transport mannequins in cars and promptly changed the position of it. But there you go. Not something you see every day on the motorway, is it? Is that a dead body rolled up on the passenger seat there? With its legs akimbo, sort of? No, it's Prince Charming. Just a mannequin. Of course. I love stuff like that. Imagine being the officer that stopped the car. Have you got a license for this mannequin? Do you need a license? No, but don't put it like that because it's frightening other drivers. Okay, I'll move it. Brilliant. There we go. More weird world of news stories coming up later in the programme. But now another track to help us celebrate National Freedom Day. It's one of the obvious ones. Wham!
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Great to have your company this evening. That, of course, was the classic Freedom from Wham, because the 1st of February is National Freedom Day. And before we go any further, another Weird World of News story to share with you. I think Stuart Pink talked about this on another fabulous Drive Time show earlier on today. He'll be back again between 3 and 6 tomorrow with another one. Don't miss that. But I was tickled by another story. I guess it wasn't all that funny for the people involved. But a teenager who is 19 has legally changed her name after bullies kept calling her Flatpak. Jasmine Douglas's mum was inspired after seeing a TV advert for the Swedish company IKEA whilst pregnant. She called her daughter IKEA Jasmine. The daughter has now subsequently got rid of IKEA and just calling herself Jasmine because bullies called her Flatpak during the time when she was at school. And she said it used to happen quite a lot at primary school, which shocked her because young children don't know about IKEA. I legally changed my name when I was in secondary school. Well, I guess bullying in any form is unacceptable. However, sometimes it's made a bit easier for the bullies, isn't it? With ridiculous names and things like that. Whilst IKEA isn't a totally ridiculous name, you know, if a different TV advert had been on, she could have been called B&Q. That would have been a lot worse, surely. Homebase, you know. And if it was a different time of day entirely, you get entirely different adverts. You know, she could have been Calgon. She could have been Febreze. Both of those workers' names, actually, I think. But yeah, she wasn't happy with IKEA and has changed it to Jasmine. There we go, because she didn't want to be kept calling Flatpak. Okay, well, there we go. It's weird. It's news. It's happened in the world. It could be featured here on the show that goes like this. We're approaching the second hour. How has an hour gone by already? Time for more freedom-related music. It's over to the boys from Queen.
Fallen in love. but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side.
FM.
They're not wrong, you know. Absolutely right. And that, of course, was Queen with the brilliant I Want to Break Free. Men wearing short skirts all over the place and hoovering right now in honour of Freddie Mercury in that iconic video. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Yes, it's National Get Up Day and National Freedom Day. We've got one more track related to freedom. And we've got one more story on the weird world of news. So I'm going to do that. Then we'll have another track. We'll have an entirely new theme. And I'll start talking to you about the World Cup of Biscuits and at least one major shock that has occurred in the knockout stages so far. So yes, don't go anywhere. Keep it here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker. However you're here, thank you so much for being here. Now, weird world of news, one more story, and apologies if you're eating. It's not a great story in terms of being able to listen to it and not want to go, because you can check this out on Instagram. A carnivore is putting his love of meat to the test by conducting an experiment to see how long he can survive eating raw meat every single day. It's not a joke. It's not a gimmick. It's absolutely true. The man so far has managed 78 days consuming his favourite uncooked foods, including chicken breasts, steak and swordfish, apparently without succumbing to severe food poisoning. You can follow him if you're of that way inclined on Instagram at the account @rawmeatexperiment. And he has over 80,000 followers now. In one of his first posts, the unnamed man who lives in the USA eats a steak and while his dog is hungrily looking on, and it's a raw steak. And apparently on day 33, he tucked into some minced beef, telling followers no chewing involved. You can basically just swallow it. Bit weird, isn't it? Says, pretty tasty, half the cost of a steak, will probably be a weekly meal along with cod. Then on day 34, when asked how he was feeling, he wrote, good, I like it so far and feel no reason to stop, no crazy changes either way. And he has since conceded that whilst raw meat is growing on him, that cooked flesh tastes a bit better. There's some weird photos. Anyway, if you go on at Raw Meat Experiment on Instagram. But yeah, apparently it's lower cost and easier to digest raw meat. Don't fancy it myself. I can't see it catching on. Although this unnamed person seems to be reveling in it, really. He said he tried to have a plant-based diet and began to suffer health issues, so turned back to meat in a bid to heal himself. And he put, when I started eating steak and eggs for breakfast instead of bagels and smoothies, I felt full for most of the day and stable instead of getting dizzy from a carb crash, and my pain started to go away. I'm not advocating any kind of diet one way or another on this show. It's just definitely worthy of featuring in the weird world of news. A man has currently managed 78 days straight eating raw meat every single one of those days and hasn't, as of yet, had any problems with bacteria or anything like that. It's a bizarre one. Well, whether you want to break free from a diet, whether you want to break free from any kind of situation, Ariana is here to help you on National Freedom Day.
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Trying to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore.
FM.
Ariana Grande wanting to break free then on National Freedom Day. Time for a new theme. We've had Get Up Day, we've had Freedom Day. What else is it on the 1st of February? It is Robinson Crusoe Day. Now, I'm not quite sure what comes to your mind when you hear Robinson Crusoe, but I think things like Treasure Island, being cast away, the sea. You know, all that sand, treasure, buried treasure, stuff like that. Yes, so who knows what is coming musically for the next few tracks. Anyway, you have to stay tuned to find out. But I also want to start sharing with you important information about the World Cup of Biscuits. Game 1, 2, 3 and 4 were taking place over the last 7 days, and results on those games were completed around about 2.5 hours ago. Sheer excitement and one utter shocking result, I'm sure you will agree. So, game 4 was shortbread versus fruit shortcake, and with the completed votes, a veritable trouncing for shortbread. It's come through. Shortbread with 74% of the vote. Fruit shortcake with 26% of the vote. Then, game three, Nice Biscuits versus Rich Tea. And again, pretty convincing winner, Rich Tea. Wouldn't have been for me, but anyway, it's not me voting. Nice Biscuits, 33% of the vote. Rich Tea, 67% of the vote. Then, another trounce in game two. The Lotus Biscuit, the caramelised Lotus Biscuit versus a Bourbon Cream. Lotus Biscuit, 27% of the vote. Bourbon Cream, 73% of the vote. So we've got shortbread, Rich Tea and Bourbons that have made it through to the quarterfinals so far. Then, the big one as far as I'm concerned, game one was your Hobnob versus Fig Roll. Quite a lot of votes in this one. Hobnob, 42% of the vote. Fig Roll victorious with 58% of the vote. After all that we said last week about wasps and figs, hasn't deterred voters out there. Oh no. Fig Rolls victorious over Hobnobs, which I expected to be there deep into this tournament, but they've gone in the first knockout round. So the first four of our eight quarterfinalists is Shortbread, is Rich Tea, is Bourbon, and is Fig Roll. Oh yes, there are four more matches currently taking place, which I will tell you about after the next track. Robinson Crusoe Day. What do you think of when you think of Robinson? Of course you think of Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream. Kenny Rogers?
Baby, when I met you there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Love is blind, it
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers with the fabulous Islands in the Stream. Why am I playing that? Because the 1st of February is Robinson Crusoe Day. Of course, the story written by Daniel Defoe, many people assume because it was written in the first person that Robinson Crusoe was an actual person, was describing real events rather than it being a story. Of course, he was cast away for a long time on an island, so can you guess any kind of tracks that might be coming? You won't guess the next one. Oh, no. But anyway, it's also, well, it's also time to deal with the fact that Hobnobs are no longer in the World Cup of Biscuits. Yes, they've been seen off by Fig Rolls in a shock result. You do get a shock result every now and again in these wacky World Cups that we hold here on the show that goes like this. That's what I love about it. Anything can happen. I will let you know about the live voting that is welcome for you to please find, join, and join in the vote, share the vote, retweet the vote, because four more matches are taking place. Games 1-4 of the knockout stages have happened. 5-8 are currently available to vote on. So game 5 sees Jammy Dodgers against a chocolate chip cookie. Now, I do appreciate there are many chocolate chip cookies. We're talking about a classic packet of chocolate chip cookies. Many brands are available. I'm thinking Maryland. You know, those kind of things. Those chocolate chip cookies. Not a giant chocolate chip cookie you get from Millie's Cookies or Ben's Cookies. I should own Ben's Cookies, really, but I don't. Anyway, it's Jammy Dodgers versus chocolate chip cookie. And then game 6 is, well, sure to be controversial again. It's Oreos against Garibaldi's. Oh, yes. Quite a lot of votes have come in for that already. More than the other matches. Interesting. And it's very close so far with the early voting. Game 7 sees two old favourites locked together. Digestives versus Malted Milks. Oh, yes. That's going to be a tough one to decide. And what looks like it won't be a tough one to decide with the early voting is Game 8. Ginger Nuts versus Custard Creams. Custard Cream with 100% of the vote in the early voting. I appreciate it is still early. But let me just tell you how it's going. Jammy Dodgers Chocolate Chip Cookies, it's 50-50. Oreos Garibaldi's 54-46 to Garibaldi's at the moment. Digestives and Malted Milks, I said locked together because that's 50-50 as well. Ginger Nuts and Custard Creams, 100% of the vote has gone to Custard Creams. Who will be the quarterfinalists from those four games? Only you can decide. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. Get yourself there, make it count. Share the polls, get involved. Thank you so much. Another track linked to Robinson Crusoe. Well, he got cast away on an island. If a ship hit an iceberg, many of the people aboard would probably get cast away on an island if they were near an island and could swim to safety. Lightning Seeds, did they really sing about that? Not totally sure, but I always enjoyed this track. Loosely linked to the world of Robinson Crusoe, I'm sure you'll agree. This is Sugar-Coated Iceberg from the Lightning Seeds. Cheap, but I was sold.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Lightning Seeds with the fabulous Sugar-Coated Iceberg, very, very loosely linked to Robinson Crusoe Day somehow, which occurs on the 1st of February every year. If you didn't know, where have you been? I first revealed that marvellous information about 15 minutes ago on this very show. Somehow we've only got 33 and a half minutes left, so I've got a load of tracks still to squeeze in. I'm going to do just that whilst keeping you updated on the Biscuit World Cup. And you've already missed the likes of celebrity birthdays and the weird world of news stories we've shared today, hearing about the fact we'll be able to control gadgets with our minds in just 8 years' time, that the police stopped a car on the M11 thinking there was somebody kidnapped or dead inside and it turned out to be a mannequin of Prince Charming. Also, the teenager who was bullied and called Flatpak because her real name was IKEA and she's changed it to Jasmine. And then a man who has survived for 78 days and counting and eating raw meat at least once every single day. There we go. It's all happening here on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Don't go anywhere. Coming up now, because it's Robinson Crusoe Day, time for a bit of Bruno Mars. He's found the treasure.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. Tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Ooh, oh, I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Ooh, oh, oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine.
You are.
Phoenix FM.
What a feel-good track, Bruno Mars and Treasure. It's very difficult if you're walking along to not want to walk in time to that and make some sort of cool moves with your arms. Oh yes, fabulous track. Remember, if you just joined us, the World Cup of Biscuits is well underway now. We've had four results. Shortbread going through, rich tea going through, bourbons going through, and fig rolls going through to the quarterfinals. Which won't begin until next week, because there's four more games which are currently live. Jammy Dodgers versus Chocolate Chip Cookies, Oreos versus Garibaldi's, Digestives versus Malted Milks, and Ginger Nuts versus Custard Creams. If you're wondering where to vote, it's at Bensim Radio on Twitter. That is where those polls are happening. You have to have a Twitter account to vote. At Bensim Radio, get yourselves there and do just that. It would be fabulous of you. Quite a few tracks still to squeeze in. Something else very loosely associated with Robinson Crusoe Day. I guess if he was cast away on an island for many, many years, what he would have loved to see is a woman swimming towards him, starting to walk out of the sea onto dry land, simply wearing a very, very tiny yellow bikini with small dots all over it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Brian Hyland does.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny
stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Phoenix FM.
Brian Hyland's Itsy Witsy Teeny Weeny. Itsy Witsy? How do you get it wrong on the second word? Itsy Bitsy. Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. We've all seen them. We've all enjoyed them. There we go. Ah, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Tuesday, the 1st of February on Phoenix FM. Hope it's treating you well. Hope you've had a great day so far. Hope your evening is fabulous and is only going to continue to get better. Certainly will if you stay here on Phoenix FM. After me, it's Synth City with Rob Harvey from 8 until 10. Then from 10 till midnight, Gary Davidson. And then if you want to go into the early hours, Destination Dawn to see you right through till Mikey's breakfast tomorrow morning. So loads going on here. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker as well. Great comment from Paul Milton on the old Mixcloud chat box. He said, yes, I have shared with everybody that the 1st of February is Robinson Crusoe Day. And he said, Robinson Crusoe Day on a Tuesday, it would be better on a Friday. Absolutely. Great point, Paul. Good point indeed. Thanks for sharing Very well done. I enjoyed that. And coming up now, a track that I know Ron Wilmot will enjoy. He messaged earlier about it, and it's time to hear it right now, Ron. Maybe just for you, but for anybody that likes them. Here with Ocean Drive, it's the Lighthouse Family.
FM.
So there it was, Lighthouse Family and Ocean Drive, still in honour of Robinson Crusoe Day. And sadly, Rachel Woollett has just posted on my Facebook page, waiting for you to play John Travolta's Sandy for Robinson Crusoe Day. Yes, that would have been a good one, but the opportunity's gone, Rachel. I'm so sorry. But thank you for getting in touch and lovely to hear from you again. Hope you're having a marvellous Tuesday evening. And the family is all fabulous as well. Now we need a final theme for tonight for the last 20 minutes and 6 seconds. So what's it going to be? Well, rather excitingly for some and rather mundanely for others, the 1st of February is also Car Insurance Day. Shockingly, my insurance was up for renewal. I think it's due actually tomorrow or the next day, but very close to the correct day for it. Did you know there was a car insurance day? Do a lot of people do their insurance to start the 1st of February every year? I don't know. But mine had to be negotiated. And yeah, for the first time since I can remember, my current insurer offered me a renewal quote that was lower than last year's price. Rather impressive. Although, don't just accept that. Oh no, as you may well know by now, it does, well, it certainly will give you a good chance of saving some money if you're prepared to spend a bit of time looking on comparison sites and finding cheap quotes. Yes, I did that, managed to save myself £15 on my year's quote, and returned to my current provider and told them I had found this quote cheaper and they matched it. So, brilliant. Saved myself a bit of money. There you go. Ben's money tips now on the show that goes like this. Wasn't expecting that. Oh, no. But car insurance day, we've got to start with an obvious one from Gary Newman. I know one listener who absolutely loves Gary Newman, the brilliant Andy Onion up in Chesterfield. I'm sure many of you share that love as well. Has Gary Newman sorted his insurance out today? Has Andy Onion? Is anybody interested? Cars, anyway.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, shockingly, there's still four tracks to try and squeeze into tonight's show in the final 15 minutes. Gary Newman and Cars was there to celebrate Car Insurance Day on the 1st of February. I know what you're thinking, it's not possible. Keep the faith. Here we go then, straight away, Jonas Blue featuring Dakota, Fast Car.
Thank you. Yeah, we can go somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Yeah, we're a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at the convenience store.
Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. It's an island, die this way.
The way it is, said his body's too old for working. His body's too young, took like his mom went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did.
You got a fast car.
We go cruising and set ourselves.
You still ain't got a job.
Now work in the market as a checkout girl. And all things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Baby, house, I live in the suburbs.
You got a fast car.
Say fast enough, so you can fly away.
You gotta make a decision.
Leave tonight or let die this way.
Phoenix FM.
Great track, Jonas Blue, featuring Dakota and Fast Car. Going to keep them coming thick and fast to squeeze them in before the show finishes. So, Car Insurance Day, 1st of February. Here's one for all those people that worry every time they hand their car over to someone else. Are they fully comprehensive? Does it really say they've got permission to drive any car with the owner's permission? Here's the Beatles, Drive My Car. Have you got insurance?
Baby, you can drive my car, and maybe
Phoenix FM.
The Beatles and Drive My Car. One track before I sum up the show, one track left, then another one to play us out. So, what's coming up? Well, you know, you worry about insurance, you worry about a license. Sometimes, forget all your worries, just shut up and drive. Over to Rihanna.
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the home straight of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, once again. How has it almost been 2 hours already? It's flown by for me. Hopefully it has for you as well. Have a fabulous rest of your Tuesday. Rob Harvey up next, remember, with Synth City from 8 until 10. So don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker. Well, we've learnt a lot today, haven't we? We've heard about the Prince Charming mannequin on the M11. We've heard about the teenager who changed her name to Jasmine after originally being named IKEA. And we've heard about the man who for 78 days straight has managed to eat some kind of raw meat and hasn't had any adverse health effects whatsoever. Very bizarre, I'm sure you'll agree. We've enjoyed the fact that the 1st of February has been National Get Up Day, it's been National Freedom Day, it's been Robinson Crusoe Day, and it's Car Insurance Day. And I hope you've enjoyed some of the music I've brought to you tonight from the likes of U2, Justin Timberlake, Ultra Nate, Wham, Queen, Ariana Grande, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Lightning Seeds, Bruno Mars, Lighthouse Family, Jonas Blue, The Beatles and Rihanna, to name but a few. I'll be back again exactly the same time next week, and I look forward to you joining me again. Then, remember, you can vote on the Biscuit World Cup on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio is the place to do it. What am I going to play out with? Car Insurance Day. Could only be one track left, really. It's The Cars and Drive. See you soon.
go on thinking nothing's wrong. What the? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your nothing's wrong? Can't go on.